I'm Simon Lambert, and you're listening to a special This Is Money podcast bonus episode, where I'll be doing one of our occasional interviews. At This Is Money, we love a property story, and we love a property makeover show on the TV to settle down in front of. Grand Designs, George Clark, Your Home Made Perfect. So when I stumbled across a startup called Peak Home, which can take your home or the home you want to buy's estate agent details and floor plans, and then show you what you can do with it, obviously, I had to find out more. Today, I'm joined by Rowley Glancy of Peak Home to tell us a little bit more about it. Rowley, welcome to the This Is Money podcast.
Hi, Simon.
So, Peak Home, tell me a little bit about the idea behind the business and what it does.
Yeah, sure. So, Peak Home, as you said, is very simply, it's a really easy way to visualize the potential for your property with plans that are professionally designed. And yes, the idea came from when myself and my wife were looking at buying our first house. We kind of wanted to get an idea of what it would look like. We looked at the estate agency details, and that gave you some pictures and a floor plan, but it was still quite difficult to imagine exactly what the house would be like until we got to go to the viewing. So, as it happened, I studied architecture at university, and so through that had learned how to use 3D modeling software. And so was able to build a quick 3D model of the house from the estate agency plans, and then we could imagine what that house would be like, start imagining how we might be able to knock down some walls or rearrange the ground floor, rearrange the kitchen, etc., and to get a really good idea of the house, really, and the potential for it.
And this is a very different process, maybe born out of the same thing. But I remember when we bought our house, which was a house that needed work doing on it, sitting down with photocopies of the floor plan that I'd made and a ruler and a pencil and sketching onto it a sort of, well, what if we did this room here and moved that wall there and squared it off at the back there? You, as you said, you generate a sort of 3D model for people, don't you? So people can actually envisage, in a certain sense, what it would feel like a bit better than looking at it just flat on a plan.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I guess one of the things that we realized is that a lot of the time, either estate agency plans or full architecture plans are often quite difficult to read. And so what we wanted to do was try and make something that was just really simple to understand. So by building it in 3D and the way that we present our drawings and plans and designs is very much kind of presented almost as a cartoon, as a sketch, so that there's nothing technical to understand. Everything's populated with furniture, etc., so you can really imagine yourself in the space and get a really good sense of exactly what the layout will be like, how that will work for you and your family, etc. So yeah, it's really designed to be super easy to understand.
And so how did you go from doing this for yourself, working out, oh, hang on, I've got some skills here, which means we can sort of work out what we might be able to do with this house, to doing this as a business?
Well, a good question. It's something that happened kind of slowly over time as we kind of did this fairly intuitively. It felt like the natural thing to do with the skills that I had. And then as our children came along and we needed to move house to get a bit more space, we did it again. And then, as you do when you're having children, you meet lots of people and everyone's needs a bigger house all of a sudden because they've all got children coming. And so we were just having lots of conversations with friends, and they were talking about plans for either the house that they were in or houses that they were buying. So we'd kind of offer up what we could do and say, hey, well, look, send us over the estate agency details and we'll draw up the house quickly. We'd invite ourselves around for a bottle of wine and bring the laptop with us for dinner, etc., and quickly draw up the house in 3D, and then help them imagine what they might be able to do with that house. Our friends found it really valuable, and they started telling their friends. So we started getting really busy evenings and weekends helping out friends of friends to plan out their houses. So then it just became that thing where we just said, look, we can't really take on any more of this. We're going to have to start charging money for it. And then it was one of those classic things where lockdown hit, and that sort of gave us the gift of time, I suppose, to turn this into something proper. So yeah, we spun up a bit of a website and put it out to our friends and family, and the rest is history, really. It's kind of snowballed from there.
And the other thing that arrived with lockdown that most people didn't expect was a property boom.
Yes.
Did that give you a leg up? Because there was certainly a rise in transactions and people seeking to move and seeking different homes, but also people seeking to make more of the home that they're in. Even if they weren't moving home, they suddenly thought, I need more space.
Yeah, absolutely. That it was a real catalyst for getting people to think long and hard about the spaces that they were in, because people were spending so long in the spaces that they were in that they had lots of time to be frustrated with it. And yeah, we absolutely found that a really interesting time for us to be coming into the market, because it really helped us get off the ground, because there was, I guess, lots of people looking for solutions to how they might be able to plan their houses in different ways, and we were able to offer a slightly different spin on that, that was really accessible. And one of the things that we've always tried to do from day one is be really easy and accessible, so that people can get going and start visualizing the potential for their house from the comfort of their home. And we like to think that we've sort of set up our business a bit like an e-commerce style business. So it's as easy to check out and get going with your house plans as it is as if you were buying a bag or a pair of shoes on Amazon, for example. So so yeah, that again fed into what we were doing with that. I guess the lockdown experience helped form that part of the business, where we tried very much to be an online e-commerce style accessible place to get going with your house ambitions.
How does this compare to traditional route that someone might go down of getting an architect in and getting architects' drawings and plans? I know from my experience of speaking to architects when we did our house that one thing they are quite reluctant to do, quite sensibly, is actually give away too much of what they might potentially do. Even a drawing on the back of an envelope isn't that forthcoming of what you could do until you handed over your money. And enlisting an architect is often a reasonably expensive thing to do. Sort of, what's the difference? I mean, how much do you charge, for example?
Yeah, so we've got a very kind of simple fee where our charge is £199 plus £50 per bedroom. That sounds a bit weird, but the reason why we charge per bedroom is that houses are generally measured in bedroom sizes. So a three-bedroom house is smaller than a five-bedroom house. It'll take us a bit more work to draw up a five-bedroom house, so hence we flex our pricing a little bit to allow for that. But otherwise it's a very straightforward price. Add it to your basket, check out like you would any other online checkout. But yeah, compared to a traditional architect process, one of the downsides, as you mentioned, with engaging with an architect is often it can be expensive, but on top of that it's also really time consuming and quite high effort as well. You've got to generally have a meeting at home with them. Best practice would be to get two or three of them around to come and have a look at the house, speak to them, get a feel for them, see which ones, you know, you get on with. Then the one that you choose would send someone around to draw up your house, to give you existing plans, you'd sign them off, then you'd have a meeting about what your ambitions are. The whole thing can take weeks and weeks, really, before you've got really anything towards what you might want to do with your home. And often, as you said, that can run you hundreds, even up to thousands of pounds at that stage. So again, that's something that we're trying to address, is although our plans don't go to the full detail that an architect would, we can give you a really good idea of what you might be able to achieve with your house for a few hundred quid, and we can turn that around. Our standard delivery is 15 working days, but we can do it in as quick as 3 working days as well.
And that presumably is to a person's budget, or as close roughly to that budget as it can be.
Yeah, exactly. So when you check out online, the first thing that you'll do is you'll be sent a survey, which has got 10 simple questions. One of those questions is what's your rough ballpark budget? And then one of the other questions is around what your ambitions are for your house. So we'll generally design to budget. We do keep that relatively ballpark because we're a very early stage in the design process. But we do try and stick to industry standard square meterage costs, so we don't go wild with the design. We try and keep it relatively within your ballpark budget. And then, yeah, you also get the opportunity in the survey to tell us roughly what you'd like to do with your home and upload any inspiration pictures that you've got. If you've got Pinterest boards, Instagram pages that you like the look of, you can share those with us in that survey, and then we'll use that to help inform the design that we come up with.
In terms of the clever stuff that you do with the floor plans and the pictures of the homes from an estate agent's details, for example, I did get you to do a test run of this for me so I could see what it was like. And I must admit, I was quite impressed how off the back of the estate agent's floor plans and the pictures, a 3D, you know, image kind of walkthrough type thing came back that it was basically, you know, my house. How difficult is it to do that? That bit, I mean, it's your special sauce, but you know, how yeah. Hard is that? Can it be done from every estate agent's details, or do you sometimes find them and go, no, actually, these were a nightmare?
Yeah, I would say it's something we've got better at over time, but it's pretty rare, to be honest, that we can't find any information at all on a house that means that we find it difficult to draw up. Most of the time, between the estate agency plans and photographs, that we can get what we need sort of 80% of the time. Every now and again, we might have to go digging through previous planning permission submissions, or potentially looking at other houses in the street that might be similar. So we've got various different ways that we sort of triangulate information to draw up a good representation of the house. And then I guess a lot of it as well is the majority of our customers are generally in the process of moving house, might have moved recently or are planning to do work on a house that they're buying. So generally there's pretty up-to-date estate agency details on that house. So yeah, it's very, very rare across the 1,000 or so properties that we've done. I can think of a small handful where we've had to ask the customer to go and draw up a plan by hand. And most of the time we can get there just from publicly available data.
You're a pandemic startup. So in the few years since the business started, you probably experienced more events than most businesses would have done in quite a lot longer before then. What have been the challenges along the way, and how has it been being a sort of pandemic startup, and what are the things that you've learned as well?
I think I guess one of the things that's really formed our business is that it's kind of forced us from day one to be a remote first business. So we have a team now of 8 people that work for us. We also have a much wider team of freelancers that we work with ad hoc as well. But we've always had to be remote first. And so that's kind of has its challenges, as you can imagine, where we're coordinating everything through Zoom calls, et cetera. But it also allows our team a huge amount of flexibility. So we have a couple of digital nomads on the team that travel the world designing houses. And that's a great, great kind of lifestyle perk to offer to them, which is awesome. But in terms of other challenges, there's definitely, I guess, recently it's been a challenge with some of the interest rate kind of hikes that have been going on that have really changed the housing market. And so that's another thing that we're having to navigate and move quickly. And again, because we're a fairly small startup, it's easier than for some for us to be able to do that. But it's still something that we have to keep close tabs on the market and see what's going on and see how we can flex and change. So for example, earlier on in our business life, we were seeing I guess, lots of demand for people who are looking for work from home spaces or wanting to make sure that, you know, there was separate spaces where they could maybe get away from the family. And that was very common. Now we're seeing more people who are perhaps having to reorganize plans. They might have had grand plans before the interest rates were hiked, and they're now having to potentially kind of downsize that, rejig some of their ideas and their thoughts. And so we're able to help people kind of rethink what they might be able to do with their home, given that costs have gone up, etc. So yeah, it's a constantly changing landscape.
And when it comes to the things that people do with their homes, or when they're thinking about doing work with their homes, obviously you get to speak to more of them than most people. Do you have any thoughts on where people can often go wrong or go right with these kind of plans?
I had a thought about this earlier, which Jamie is a little bit nervous of me talking about, but I guess as a kind of metaphor, I guess the classic place where people come unstuck when it comes to planning a property is eyes bigger than the stomach. And you see that all the time on the property programs where they run out of money and it all gets very difficult. And that's absolutely true. We can help people to some extent at the early stage just work out what they might be able to achieve with their budget. One of the other things that we see that can make a successful design quite tricky is, I guess, the picky eaters. So people that might have very specific ideas of things that they want that they might have seen in other house types, other countries, completely different styles that might be quite difficult to fit into their home or their land that they've got available into their garden, etc. So that's the kind of classic picky eater, I suppose, where you'd end up with lettuce and baked beans on a plate with a bit of spaghetti, and it might be good for your specific needs, but doesn't really make a good dish, as it were.
So those flights of fancy, people maybe need to keep them checked, which they're probably going to find a little bit easier with money being a lot more expensive nowadays.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things, like, it's great to have a general cuisine that you like. So, you know, if you have a style and something that you want to design to, that's great. That's really helpful to give us a steer, and we can absolutely help within that. So definitely we like that. It's when it gets a bit too specific that it gets a bit tricky at our stage.
That's a very good metaphor. Rowley, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast. That's been really interesting.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.